Chapter 2. What is political correctness? It's hard to fight something you don't understand. So let's begin by dissecting political correctness, beginning with a simple question. What exactly is political correctness? If you ask the average reasonably informed citizen to define it, most would describe it as a mindset of hypersensitivity to the feelings of others, particularly regarding ethnicity, gender, religion, or sexual orientation. This assessment has some truth to it, but it misses a very big point. Let's look at religion as an example. Political correctness informs us that we must be sensitive to Islam and its relationship to terrorism. This courtesy, however, is not extended to Christianity. Political correctness comes to the defense of Islam when its followers commit terrible atrocities, but it searches for opportunities to condemn Christians as bigots. This bizarre contradiction is odd, but far from unique. Across the board, when one looks at the various ways in which people can be categorized, we can draw a clear distinction between groups promoted by PC values and those demonized by them. The common denominator among groups benefiting from political correctness is that they are not traditionally associated with American power. Be it women in the workplace, minorities from non-European countries applying to colleges, or people engaging in alternative sexual lifestyles, political correctness advocates expanding the influence and collective voice of these groups. Political correctness is a forced selection, choosing that which is alien or new to America over that which is traditional. This is not to say, as Seinfeld would say, that there is anything wrong with these groups. It is merely an acknowledgement that political correctness actively discriminates against what is traditionally perceived as American or Western. Political correctness becomes laughable when confronted by its own absurdity, but the laughter quickly fades when one contemplates the degree to which Western life is influenced by political correctness. Not only is PC sensibility promoted at all levels of popular culture, but it has taken unilateral control of public education, so much so that one could easily argue its primary focus has shifted from educating students in the three R's to indoctrinating them in ideology, so much so that Jerry Seinfeld does not feel comfortable performing on public campuses. Identity politics are not the only issues covered by political correctness. Political correctness also speaks to foreign policy and national security. Whether the issue is ISIS or having secure national borders, the American liberal can usually be found defending those who are undermining America. At the very least, they occupy the part of the discussion least interested in defending America. For this reason, political correctness as a collective force represents the...